Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Aiden to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Micah will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today was sent in by Abby. Abby has a question, and I think it's something that many of you might have wondered as well. So, Aiden, what question does Abby want to know?
Who made the dinosaurs?
All right, do you have your Bibles with you? Let's turn to Job chapter 40, verses 15 to 19.
Job chapter 40, verses 15 through 19. So we're going to read 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. That is five verses. So Job chapter 40. Job's in the Old Testament. And then we're going to go to chapter 40. It's in the back of the book of Job. And then we're going to start reading at verse 15. So Micah, go ahead and read that for us.
Look now at the behemoth, which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. See, now his strength is in his hips, and his power is in his stomach muscles. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are tightly knit. His bones are like beams of bronze. His ribs like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Only he who made him can bring near his sword.
So here in this verse, we find a description of an animal that we don't really see today. Behemoth eats grass like an ox. His strength is in his hips, and his power is in his stomach muscles. And it says he moves his tail like a cedar. A cedar is a very large, large tree. And we don't really have anything, any land animal that moves its tail like a huge tree.
No, just elephants. They move their nose like a huge tree.
They move their trunk. Right. And it even says his bones are like beams of bronze. His ribs are like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Only he who made him can bring near his sword. So this is one of two animals described in Job. One appears to be a land animal. The other one lives in the sea, that we're not sure exactly what they are, but they sound a lot like what we know about dinosaurs.
Right, because people have found the bones and the fossils of dinosaurs, and they're that big, like they're huge, like what this Bible verse is talking about.
Yeah, so this is one of the closest descriptions we find in the Bible to an animal that's like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And if this does indeed describe a dinosaur or something like it, who made the dinosaurs? It says very clearly that God made them.
Wow. So God is the one who made the dinosaurs. That is so neat. Well, Abby, I hope that you are able to look up these verses and read along and maybe talk with your family about it. There's some other wonderful resources out there. I think of Rich Aguilera. He has a bunch of stuff on dinosaurs. There's all kinds of things that talk about dinosaurs. So if you want more information, definitely check that out. We are so glad that you joined us today. If you want to find more programs like this, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. And we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. We were on a walk with some little neighbor girls. They had never been out on the trail behind our house, and the littlest one was pretty scared. She even started crying and wanting her mom. So I talked with her for a bit and then offered her my hand, and she took it. And guess what? Everything was better. She wasn't scared anymore. She felt safe because she was holding my hand. This song, Anywhere with Jesus, talks about how when Jesus is with us, wherever we go, we don't have to be afraid. We are safe with him.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he needs me when the world below. Anywhere without him fear and joys or great. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot go.
Glad that you're back with me again today. We are going to learn about a very special man. We've heard his name before. It starts with an S. Can you guess who it is? We heard his name, I think it was last week. His name was Stephen. He was a very special deacon who was filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to learn about him today and this week as we find out his story and what ended up happening to him. Let's bow our heads and pray before we get started. Dear Lord, we ask that you will be with us and help us, strengthen us. Help us to put aside the distractions and to be able to focus on you. In your name, amen. Satan wanted to destroy the church in Jerusalem. He had been tempting the believers to be suspicious of each other. But now, the church was growing even stronger. His plan had backfired. It didn't work. More people than ever were believing in Jesus now. 7 deacons were helping the 12 apostles. They were starting to divide up the responsibility in the church. And what a help they were. The Grecian believers, who had started to become suspicious of the Hebrew believers, they weren't suspicious anymore. Everyone was being treated fairly. Everybody was happy. Just the right men were chosen to be deacons. They were all good men who loved Jesus with all their hearts. The Holy Spirit gave them power to preach and to teach and to do wonderful miracles. He helped them to know how to take care of their problems too. Did you know that when we have a problem, we can go to Jesus and ask him for help? And he might give us ideas that we had never thought of before. He might bring people into our lives to help us so that we can get their wisdom and their counsel. I want you to look at Acts chapter 6, verse 3. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. We are going to get started and look up a Bible verse today. Acts is the 5th book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Acts chapter 6, that's the big numbers. Then you're going to look up verse 3. Right underneath the 6, you're going to look for verse 3. Acts chapter 6, and then look at verse 3. Let's read that together. We're reading the New King James Version. Let's see what that says.
Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
The Holy Spirit had given them wisdom and direction to know how to take care of the problems. He had told them that they were to appoint some men to be in charge. Satan's plan to get everyone mad and angry at each other, it failed again. Now he was even more angry. Oh, he hated all those deacons, but there was one that he hated the most. That deacon was named Stephen. Stephen was the most powerful of all. Look at verse 8. So there were some deacons, but Stephen was even more powerful than the others. Look at Acts chapter 6, verse 8.
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people.
He was full of faith. He was full of power. He was doing miracles, and Satan wanted that to end. Now, Stephen knew that the priests and the rulers probably would do anything they could to stop him from telling them about Jesus or from telling others about Jesus. They wanted it to end. They wanted to stop it, and they were willing to do whatever it took to do that. But you know what? He also knew that Jesus was with him. Even though bad things might happen, Jesus was still right there with him. He was there through the Holy Spirit. And was Stephen afraid? No, he wasn't. He was going to depend on Jesus' promise that he gave in Luke chapter 21, verse 15. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. So we're going to flip back a couple books to Luke. Luke is two books before Acts. You have Acts, and then right before that you have John, and then right before that you have Luke. So we're going to look at Luke chapter 21, and once you find chapter 21, it's at the back of the book, then you're going to look at verse 15. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. This is what it says.
For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist.
He promised that he would give us wisdom. He promised that our adversaries, that's the people that are against us, would not be able to contradict or resist what we say. So Jesus promised this special power, and Stephen knew that promise, and he claimed that promise. He knew that even if times got tough, even if things got really bad, even if he was killed, he would still stand for Jesus no matter what. He would stand up and stand firm. I think of the story that I read about Bob Fu in communist China. And he was not raised as a Christian, but as he was going to the public university, he came into contact with one of the teachers who was from America. And this teacher was so kind and had opened up his home to the college students. He could walk into his apartment and just get anything they wanted out of the fridge. It was just a very good atmosphere. And he started asking questions, and the teacher started sharing. But he had to be careful because it was illegal to tell people about Jesus. But over time, Bob finally discovered a booklet and read that and was just shocked at what Jesus could do. And he gave his life to Jesus. Now, times got really hard. He was thrown in jail. He was often interrogated and questioned. His family was even bothered by the communist government because of Bob's religious beliefs. But you know what? Through it all, he stayed faithful to Jesus. He stayed committed to Jesus. And he ended up leaving communist China, coming to America, and then becoming an advocate to help others who are experiencing religious persecution. That's where people are persecuted or chased down or hurt because of their beliefs, because of their religion. And so he was willing to stand. Do you know who was helping him? You're right. Jesus was, through the Holy Spirit. It doesn't just happen in Bible times. Jesus needs everyone. He needs you, boys and girls, to stand up, to not be afraid to work for him. Some of you might live in a country where it's hard to be a Christian. You're not looked on very nicely. People are mean to Christians. Or you might live in a country where there's religious freedom, where you have the opportunity to learn and to share about Jesus without anyone getting mad or angry. But I want to challenge you to stand up for Jesus, no matter where you live. No matter how old you are, you can look for ways
to be Jesus' helper, to share his love with others. And you know what? That makes him happy. He has given us the promise, the same one that Stephen claimed, that he will give us a mouth. And I know you probably already have a mouth, but it means that he'll give you the words to speak. He'll give you wisdom, the wisdom that you need, and that those who are against us will not be able to fight against what we say, because what we say will be directly from Jesus. Aren't you glad that he gives us that promise? Let's pray and ask him to help us to stand firm no matter what. Lord, we want to pray that you will come into our hearts and help us to be bold, to share your love with others. Thank you for the promise that you give us, that you'll give us wisdom, that you'll give us the words to speak, that our adversaries will not be able to stand against it. As we continue this week to learn more about Stephen, help us to be willing to stand firm for you, no matter the cost. Amen. We have our memory verse, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation is the last book in the Bible, and I really like this verse. It says, be faithful unto death. Does it mean just until you go to the playground next? Or until you go to school the next day? Or until you're 10 years old or 30 years old? No, we are to be faithful until we die. And Jesus promises, I will give you the crown of life. That's from Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. It's a very important, very special promise. And I'm looking forward to learning it this week.
Revelation 2:10.
Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.